D.C. leaders issue a challenge to other jurisdictions.
How do we deliver more affordable housing?
I'm John Doman.
Metro Rail gets the green light to return some 7,000 series cars to service. I'm Sarah Jacobs.
Wall Street begins on a down note. Asian stocks higher this morning. It's 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden has just arrived in South Korea on his first trip to Asia as president, looming large tensions with North Korea and China. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy is in Seoul.
This trip will have the president meeting with South Korea's newly elected president. Yoon Suk Yeol is seen as more of a hawk on North Korea than his predecessor Moon Jae-in. Mr. Biden's goals on this trip include fostering supply chain resilience so the world is less dependent on China and getting regional support for a new economic framework that would replace the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That free trade deal died when then-President Trump pulled the U.S. out of it in 2017.
As COVID infections shoot up across this country, parents with kids 5 to 11 can take them for Pfizer booster shots today. The CDC's made its recommendation for children in that age group who've been fully vaccinated. East Palo Alto, California mom Dominique Alexander says she will get her daughter boosted.
Once they started getting down to her age level, then I was 100% ready to do it.
Federal officials say there's relief on the way for parents desperately searching for baby formula. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Cargo planes are being sent to Switzerland to pick up 246 pallets of Nestle formula. The initial shipments will consist of products made for children with a cow's milk protein allergy. The White House is prioritizing hypoallergenic formula because it serves a critical medical need and is in short supply.
Last night in Buffalo, a church service for the 10 people killed at a top supermarket almost a week ago. Today, the first funeral for the victims will be held. Family, friends, and parishioners will say goodbye to 67-year-old church deacon Hayward Patterson. A grand jury has indicted the 18-year-old suspect on a first-degree murder charge. Another state is expected to enact a strict abortion law ahead of a Supreme Court decision that could overturn Roe v. Wade. Lawmakers in Oklahoma have passed a bill outlawing abortions from the moment of conception. Republican Wendy Sterman voted in favor.
If you allow the 6 weeks, then you are condoning abortion up to that point. And science tells us that the moment of fertilization is when the DNA is created.
Governor Stitt is expected to sign the legislation. A Boeing space taxi's en route to the International Space Station.
3, 2. And liftoff.
The Starliner launched from Cape Canaveral last night. It's a make-or-break unmanned mission with the ultimate goal of flying astronauts to the ISS. S&P futures up 47. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
5:03 Friday morning, May 20th, and it's going to be a hot one. Humid, too, with highs into the low 90s today. Good morning, I'm Bruce Allen, along with Joan Jones, and here are the top local stories we're following for you this hour. The school year is almost over, but coronavirus cases in schools are spiking. More and more local students are testing positive for the virus compared to in January.
We've seen an increased number of outbreaks occurring in schools.
Dr. Ben Schwartz with the Fairfax County Health Department says nearly 4,000 students in the county tested positive for COVID this month.
This week, there were over 40 schools that were experiencing new outbreaks.
In Montgomery County, more than 3,000 cases in schools have been reported in the past 10 days. And D.C. says last month its school system had 451 cases during the week of April 24th, the highest since the end of the winter surge. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Over the last 2 weeks, overall cases are up more than 100% in D.C. and Maryland and up 63% in Virginia. The number of people hospitalized with COVID in our region is slowly increasing, but deaths from the virus remain low. Last night, the CDC officially signed off on making booster shots available for kids aged 5 to 11. You can read more on COVID in schools and check out the school zone on WTOP.com. Metro says it's on track to return some of its 7,000 series cars to service by late summer.
Late Thursday afternoon, Metro submitted a plan for safely returning a limited number of 7,000 series cars to service, and the Washington Metro Rail Safety Commission promptly approved it. After a derailment in October, the commission ordered Metro to pull the agency's newest cars from service. A federal investigation found the wheel sets on the cars were shifting apart on their axles, making them prone to derailment. The return to service plan involves new inspection tools and procedures. More than half of Metro Rail cars are 7,000 series, but a Metro spokesman says they have not determined how many cars will initially return to service. Sarah Jacobs, WTOP News.
The cost of housing around this region shot up in recent years, and it's leaving low-income residents behind. It's leading local leaders to talk with more urgency about the need for more affordable housing.
I don't want to make everything competitive, but this is a good thing to compete about.
D.C. Deputy Mayor of Economic Development John Falcicchio says the question local leaders need to ask is,
how do we deliver more affordable housing so that we deliver housing affordability for all of our residents?
At an event heralding new development in Anacostia, which will include more affordable housing, he noted region-wide there are about 24,000 affordable housing units under construction or in the pipeline.
12,000 of those affordable units are right here in the District of Columbia, so half of the region's affordable housing is actually being built right here.
He urged other jurisdictions to, in his words, step it up.
That's how we create housing affordability.
In Anacostia, John Dome in WTOP News.
Some D.C. residents are waking up with no water this morning. D.C. Water tells us crews are working to fix a broken 8-inch water main, and it's affecting about 75 homes. They're located in the area of Otis Street, Randolph Street, 17th and 18th Streets, and 17th Place near the Sojourner Truth School. Water is expected to come back to the area between 9 and 11 o'clock this morning. People once close to Johnny Depp testified on the actor's rise and fall in a Fairfax County courtroom yesterday. Among the witnesses, his former agent, Tracy Jacobs, who said Depp became a difficult client in the final years they worked together.
Showing up late to set consistently on virtually every movie. I was very honest with him and said, you've got to stop doing this. This is hurting you. And it did.
However, Jacobs did say Depp has never been accused of physical abuse by a woman other than Amber Heard, who is suing over an he is suing her over an op-ed piece written in the Washington Post. The trial is set to end next Friday. Coming up after traffic and weather, what's the fastest you've ever driven? You may be surprised at how fast one guy was caught going in Virginia. It's 5:07.
Introducing the new loaded scratchers from DC Lottery. These scratchers are loaded with cash prizes of $50, $100, $500, $1,500, and $5,000. And chances to win up to $250,000. These games are absolutely stuffed, jammed, overflowing. You might even say, loaded? Play the games that are packed with $7.5 million in cash prizes. Get your loaded scratchers.